Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In Champaign, Illinois, John Audius with you. Getting set for the Badgers in the Fighting Illini. Let's take a look at the lineup. First for Illinois, 6-6 this season, 0-2 in the Big Ten under second-year coach Shauna Green. Genesis Bryant is a 5'6 senior, 14.9 points per game leads the Illini. Makaira Cook, 5'6 senior guard, just under 14 per game, second leading scorer. Bryn Shoup Hill is a 6'3 forward and a junior. Adalia McKenzie is 5'10 and a junior, 10 points per game. And Kendall Bostic is a 6'2 senior, 8.9 rebounds per game leads the way for the Illini. For the Badgers and Marissa Mosley in her third season, 7-6 this season, 0-3 in the Big Ten. Ronnie Porter gets to start, 5'4 sophomore guard, second leading scorer, 10 per game for the Badgers. Hallie Douglas, 6'1 senior, getting the start, had 3 points in the Badgers' loss against Nebraska last week. Saniah Copeland, 5'7 sophomore guard out of Kansas City, Kansas. Natalie Leitzinger is a 5'8 senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, at 13 points against the Huskers. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 sophomore, Badgers' leading scorer at 16 per game. And the opening tip-off is grabbed by the Illini. So Illinois will start right to left on its home court as both these teams are looking for their first Big Ten win of the season. Bostic has it high post, and there's Porter coming away with the steal from behind all the way to the other side, and the layup is up and in for Porter. She leads the Big Ten Conference in steals per game, 2.5 steals per contest, and right there just took it away from Bostic, who had it near the right elbow. 2-0 Wisconsin, just starting the first quarter. Inside now to Bostic, down low. Double team comes, she'll throw it back out. Cook back inside to Bostic. Right baseline. Williams defends. Outside right. Cook asks for the screen. Gets it from Bostic. Now dribbles through traffic. Has it in the lane. Shot over Williams is in. Preseason all Big Ten selection. Makaira Cook with the shot over the Big Ten's leader in blocks per game, Sarah Williams. Now Porter, front court for Wisconsin. A minute gone by in the first quarter. 2-0 Badgers. Douglas has it outside left for the Badgers. Looking to try to get it inside. Now does. Bounces mid post left. This is Williams on Bostic. Sarah left of the lane. Turnaround fadeaway is sweet. Williams hits the jumper, and the sophomore gives the Badgers a 4-2 advantage. 8:47 to play. First quarter just underway. Cook drifting to her right with the dribble, and the dribble drive handoff to McKenzie. Now they find Bryant. Back to Cook on the right, around a screen. Pull up mid-range. Nope. Pops out right into the lap of Hallie Douglas to Porter. Into the front court. What a pass to Williams, who lays it up and in. Ronnie Porter to Sarah Williams, and the Badgers have a 6-2 lead. First quarter, 8:20 to go here in quarter number one. Bryant, high post to Bostic. Turns and pivots and faces Williams. Now hands off near the arc. It's the Genesis Bryant, defended by Leitzinger. Bryant in the paint, throws to the right side. Shoup Hill tries a three. It comes up short. Down low, picked up. Bostic blocked. Another shot put up by the line. I know. Cleared by Williams. Porter has it. Backcourt dribbling into the front court for the UW. 2 minutes gone past here in the opening quarter. Wisconsin has a 4-point lead. Porter to her right with the pass to the right arc to Leitzinger. They'll throw it around to the left side now. Copeland, screen Douglas. Bouncing back to Hallie on the pick and roll. Left hand layup is in. And the Badgers have started off hot from the floor here in the first. 7:35 to go, first quarter. Wisconsin, a perfect 4-for-4 from the floor. Porter defends. Cook, the point guard, to Shoup Hill at the free throw line. Douglas steps out to defend. Throws to the right arc. This is Bryant bouncing inside. Bostic on Williams. Double team on Bostic. Tries it up off the window. It's no good. Douglas tips the ball to Porter. And here comes Ronnie and company in the front court. Porter, left side for the Badgers. Waiting for the Williams screen. Now gets it. Now she'll accelerate right to the rim. Uncontested. Oh, she missed the layup. First miss of the game for the Badgers. Grabbed by the Illini. Cook, front court. Right by Leitzinger. Uncontested layup in. second leading scorer for the Illini is Makaira Cook at 13.8 points per game. Makes it an 8-4 game. Wisconsin leading the ball. Here's the Badger sophomore Copeland bouncing to Douglas outside right. Now Leitzinger catches between the circles. High post catch by Williams, bouncing for Porter. Top of the arc, Porter drives, tries to throw it back to Williams. It got deflected, picked up by Leitzinger. Shot clock's down to 7. Nat inside. Here's Williams. Williams, couple of dribbles. Tries to step through on Bostic. Got stopped. Puts a shot up off the window. No good. Grabbed by the Illini. Front court running. McKenzie whistle on her drive against Douglas. Wisconsin made their first four shots of the game. That one called against Hallie Douglas. Wisconsin playing shorthanded today without starters Brooke Schrammick and Deionis Jimenez. Schrammick didn't make the trip. Jimenez is here, although not dressed. Here's Cook on the left side, right around Porter in the lane. Porter knocked it free. Now they're fighting for it. Now it's loose on the floor. Cook comes away with it to Bryant. Bryant going downhill right to the rim. Bumps into Leitzinger. Offensive foul. Leitzinger taking the charge for Wisconsin. Ronnie Porter, a bit slow to get up. Looks like she's going to be okay, hopefully. Marissa Mosley goes up to Ronnie, asking if she's okay. And they're going to take a look at the monitor right now and see whether or not there was, I believe, some contact to the head or neck area of, I'm assuming, Ronnie Porter. So 8-4 is your score, 6-10 to play here in the first quarter. And the Badgers made their first four shots of the game before missing the last two, as Wisconsin has gotten 4 points, 4 of the 8 from Sarah Williams. And trying to look at a replay, and I believe it might have just been some incidental contact, but it's hard to really tell, as I believe Porter took an elbow toward to the head, basically.
All right, that's 15. Let's see how many are playing.
It was Makaira Cook just trying to grab the ball. And the officials taking a look at it here courtside. I was going to say Wisconsin is down a couple of starters. As I mentioned, Schrammick did not make the trip. That's a tough one to take for the Badgers. She scores almost 10 per game and grabs about 6 rebounds per contest. Had 12 in the Badgers' loss against Nebraska. Meanwhile, Deionis Jimenez, another starter for the Badgers, the freshman, who's also a double-figure scorer, got injured on a drive in the second quarter against the Cornhuskers and is here but is not dressed for the game. And it looks like they're done taking a look at it. And I'm right now one of the officials talking to the coaching staff of Wisconsin. And we might have a media timeout here, I believe. Well, it looks like we're coming back now. Oh, well, we have a moment. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
And I don't think they found anything on the review there, so it'll be Wisconsin basketball at 8-4. Foul is against Genesis Bryant, and the Badgers will have the basketball in the front court with a 4-point lead. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here's Porter. Gives it up to Douglas. Hands off Leitzinger, left side. Screen Hallie. Leitzinger dribbles to the top of the key. Gets it to Guillen. Guillen on the right side, tries to hand off to Porter. Stepping in front of there was Cook. Knocked it away momentarily, regained by Porter. Now to the corner, here's Copeland for three. Pops out, rebounded by Cook. Outlet near side and across court, pass to McKenzie. Left baseline, McKenzie bouncing inside. Bostic, low left, layup good. Bostic scores, and Wisconsin's lead is down to 2. Now a 4-0 run by the Illini. Here is Porter driving in the lane, kicking out to Douglas. Tally has it right of the lane. Now picks up her dribble, throws it back out to Porter, who pushes to Copeland. Copeland, right-hand dribble. Scoops it to Douglas. 5 on the shot clock. Back to Porter. Right of the wheel. Porter around Cook to Copeland. Shot clock winding down. Guillen lets it go. No good from the outside. Rebound Porter. Another possession for the Badgers. Trying to go inside was Douglas into Guillen. It goes off of the freshman's hands. And out of bounds.
25, Sarah Williams.
Wisconsin trying to claim that ball was tipped. And it looks like that last review was actually our media timeout. So, I believe we'll be one break behind. Try to play catch-up. 4:44 to go. Opening quarter. Here's Cook. Illinois with the basketball, trailing by 2. McKenzie hesitates, drives down low, up over Williams, no good. Missed it, wide right. Picked up Copeland. Front court, bouncing to Porter. One dribble, attacking the rim. Left-hand layup is in for Ronnie.
Ronnie Porter.
Wisconsin's second leading scorer, the sophomore, just over 10 points per game for the Badgers this season. Porter has 4, and Wisconsin leads by 4. Pull up, Bryant. Free throw line is through.
Genesis Bryant.
He's scored in double figures in 3 straight games and is Illinois' leading scorer this season at just under 15 per contest. 4 minutes to go in the first. Porter, left side for the Badgers. Hands off to Copeland on the left sideline. Bouncing back to Porter out on top. Porter, right-hand dribble to her right to Leitzinger, who gathers and launches the 3. It's too strong. Into the hands of Cook, poked away from behind by Porter. Picked up Copeland. Wisconsin has numbers on a 4-on-2. Douglas, let's go with 3. That one's no good. There's Copeland down low. 1 dribble. Gets it out to Williams at the free throw line. Back out to Douglas. I think Copeland had a good look at it if she wanted to go up. Porter tries a 3 left side. That's no good. Tip by Copeland. Grab by Williams. Whistle stops play and a foul call against Sanaya. And now Leitzinger will come out of the game for the Badgers, and coming in is Tessa Grady, the 6'2 freshman out of Dublin, Ohio. A 3-star recruit for the Badgers. Had a nice game a couple of games ago at Purdue when she scored 8 points in 11 minutes. Here's Peebles on a drive for the Illini. Kick out. Now Bryant catches, defended by Copeland. Bostic sets the screen. Over to Cook, left side. She'll try the 3. It's going to just graze the right side of the rim and chase down in the corner by Williams. A rebound by Sarah. Approaching 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, Wisconsin leads by 2, 10-8. Here is Porter. Right arc. Skips it. Far side. Picked up Copeland to Grady. Now to Sarah Williams. Top of the key on Bostic. Couple of dribbles. Spins near the free throw line. Bounces for the baseline for Porter. Porter got it knocked free. Porter knocked it away. Picks it up. She's on the ground. Gets it to Copeland. Fires out to the left. Grady is open. 3 is in for Grady. Wide open on the left side. Grady with a great shot. 2:35 to play here in the first quarter. 13-8 Wisconsin. It's the first 3-pointer of the game for the Badgers. Bostic long range 2 is through. Straight on right over Sarah Williams. Wisconsin 13, Illinois 10. 2:18 to play first quarter. Here's Porter into the front court for the UW. Gives it up to Douglas near the right elbow. Halley with it, pivoting on the left foot. 1 dribble and hands off to Grady, who hands off to Porter on the right side. Here's Ronnie out on top, defended by Cook. Screen set by Sarah. Now Porter looking for somewhere to go. Gets to Grady. Fakes left. Drives right to Copeland. 4 on the shot clock. Copeland lets a 3 go. It's going to miss everything. Gathered by Douglas. Shot clock violation. Illinois holds defensively, and the Badgers will have to go back to play some defense now. And now Copeland comes out, and Leitzinger enters the game for the Badgers. So it's Williams, Leitzinger, Grady, Douglas, and Porter. Illinois with the basketball. That's Rhodes, who throws outside left where it's caught by Peebles. Screen set for Peebles. Now over to the left, and a long range 2 is in by Bryant. She's a 45% shooter from the floor, and Genesis Bryant now has 6 points. Check it, 4 points for Bryant, and it's a 13-12. Wisconsin lead down to 1. The Badgers have led by as many as 6. Leitzinger, right wing. feed down low. Williams tries to make her move. Spins. Got a knock free. Got it back. Fades and fires in the lane. No good. Knocked to Leitzinger. Over to Grady. How about another three? No, it pops up. Porter. Another rebound. Goes up. Got it. No good. And it's picked up by the Illini. Other side. Rhodes pulls up at the free throw line for Illinois. That one falls off the mark and it's picked up by Wisconsin. And back and forth we go. The Badgers won for their last eight from the floor. Douglas with the carry as she tried to hand off to Grady, who cut to the rim, and then Douglas carried the ball and put it right back down on the hardwood. 47 and a half seconds to play here. Opening quarter. 1 point Wisconsin lead. 13 to 12. The Badgers are 6 of 17 from the floor. They've made 1 of 8 from outside the arc. Leading scorers, Williams and Porter. Each with 4. Each getting breather right now. 40 seconds to go in the first. Here's Peebles to Bryant. Caught by Hobby outside right. Copeland defends. Hobby at 6'3". Now Bryant has it. Trying to go downhill. Pushes off on Leitzinger, who takes her second charge of the first quarter. Natalie Leitzinger playing some tough defense for the Badgers. Getting Wisconsin another possession. 30 seconds to go now in the opening quarter. 13-12, Wisconsin lead with the ball. And they can hold for the final shot of the quarter. Here's Porter. Walking into the front court. 2.5 minute scoring drought now for the Badgers. We'll see what happens here in the final 14 seconds of the first. Rhodes will defend Ronnie. Over to Douglas, right half of the court. Down to 5 seconds. Leitzinger catches over to Porter off her hands and out of bounds. 3.7 seconds to go in the first. Illinois, backcourt, got it into Cook. Dribbles to the free throw line, sets up, launches a three, missed it wide right. And that's the end of the first quarter with the Badgers holding on to a 1-point lead over the Illini. Wisconsin 13, Illinois 12. Back after this break, you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
During Oakwood Fruit Farm's busy fall weekends, did you know you can normally see three generations of Lewis family working together as the next generation join in helping run the retail store? So Oakwood Fruit Farm is truly a family-owned and operated orchard business. If running an orchard is not enough, Oakwood has Angus grass-fed beef with natural harvest. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you the best Angus beef this fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week, it's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop and count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. I'm John Audius with you live from State Farm Center in Champaign, Illinois, as the Badgers take on the Fighting Illini. Wisconsin comes in 7-6 overall. They're 0-3 in the Big Ten. Illinois is 6-6 and 0-2 in conference play. Solid start for the Badgers, who led by as many as 6 points in that opening quarter at 8-2. Leading scorers, Sarah Williams with 4, Ronnie Porter with 4. Porter also has 3 rebounds to lead the way for Wisconsin here in the first, and 2 steals. Porter has been having a great sophomore season for the Badgers this year, as she is a Big Ten leader in minutes per game. She also leads in steals per game in the conference. And so Porter has been very valuable. She's a great rebounder as well at 5'4". She catches left corner. How about a three? That one's short. Porter tracks down her own miss. Porter bounces inside. Williams, deep left, turning, putting it up off the backboard. And it's in. Right over Bostic. Six now for Williams. And it all started with an offensive rebound by Porter. That's her fourth rebound of the game. Wisconsin 15, Illinois 12. Just underway in the second quarter. Catching, right elbow, Bostic, hands off McKenzie, bangs into Copeland in the lane, puts up a shot off the backboard, it's no good, fighting for it, McKenzie got her own rebound. Now out to Cook, Porter will defend right arc, Cook, pull up, mid-range, 17 feet, back bracket, no, high into the air, rebound up and in by McKenzie. So as much as I was talking about the rebounding of Ronnie Porter, how about the rebounding there by McKenzie? 1 minute gone by in the second quarter. 15-14. The Badgers holding on to a one-point lead now. Weitzinger hands off to Porter. Wisconsin on offense. Weitzinger out on top. McKenzie defends. Shot clock's now at five. Dribbling to the left wing. Trying to clear Williams out of there. Down to one. Feed inside to Williams. Shot clock violation. So Wisconsin doesn't get a shot away for the second time here in this game on a shot clock violation. 15-14, the Illini can take the lead with a basket here. 8:31 to play, second quarter. Here's a drive. McKenzie layup good. McKenzie went around everyone on the Badgers defense, and now Illinois has its first lead of the game. 16-15, 8:15 to go in the second. Here is Porter, screened by Douglas, now screened by Williams. Ronnie hesitates, accelerates, up, no, but she got bumped hard to the floor. And she'll get up and shoot a pair of free throws now for Wisconsin. That a foul will be called against Makaira Cook. That is her first. It's team foul number one against Illinois. So Porter to the free throw line, where she's a 72% free throw shooter this season. First one is in for Ronnie. We're tied. Here's the next one for Porter. And that one's in. So two at the free throw line for Porter. And with 8:10 to play in the second quarter, the Badgers retake the lead. Porter's up to 6 points now. Four rebounds for Wisconsin. Here's McKenzie around the Badger defense. Throws to the right corner. Three by Dolan is no good. And the miss is grabbed by Williams. Outlet Porter. Front court. Moves it over to Leitzinger. Back to Porter. Has it out on top. Ronnie with the left hand dribble. Scoops to Douglas. Now inside. Williams on Bostic. Tries it off the window. No. Rebound opposite. Blocked by Copeland. Wisconsin gets another look at it, although that shot, I don't think, hit the rim. So the shot clock's down to seven. Copeland has it in the corner. Copeland, step back, three range, no. And it is out of bounds. Last touch by Illinois, I believe, and Makaira Cook. And that shot didn't touch the rim. So the Badgers' shot clock will be at 1.1 seconds.
In the Badgers, number 12, Tessa Green.
Now Copeland gets a breather. Grady comes into the game for the Badgers. 1.1 on the shot clock. Porter looking. Trying to get something toward the rim and a whistle. And a foul called.
Number 41, Camille Hobby, her first.
Against Hobby of Illinois. So that's a break for the Badgers. They get a fresh 20 now on the shot clock. Porter, left baseline, finds Leitzinger. Feeds to Williams, near the left elbow. Williams on Hobby. Trying to step through, a little shot left the lane. Missed it wide right, picked up Bostic. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Illinois moves into the front court. That last foul, by the way, second team foul, and now a whistle on a drive by Cook. No shot, and the foul will go against Leitzinger.
Before the shot.
Wisconsin is shooting 32% in the game. They're just 1 of 5 in the quarter. It was a great start for the UW. They made their first four shots of the game against the Illini and had an 8-2 lead. Hobby catches right elbow for the Illini, hands off McKenzie at the free throw line. Grady defends, McKenzie down the lane, pivots, puts up a tough shot. It got deflected, but a foul. Shot's no good, but now Illinois finds itself at the free throw line.
Her second, team second.
And Adalia McKenzie will have a pair of free throws. She is a 70% free throw shooter.
Number 25, Sarah Williams.
And that foul is against Hallie Douglas. That's her second. And that free throw is no good. Here's the next one, and that one's up and through. 1 of 2 at the line for McKenzie with 7:08 to go in the second. We're tied at 17. Ronnie Porter of Wisconsin walks into the front court. Cook sets up defense right near the three-point line. High post feed to Guillen. Guillen dribbles outside left and hands off Leitzinger, far half of the court. Over to Porter out on top. Ronnie with the travel.
Traveling.
Porter gets called for the walk, and Illinois gets it back. Badgers have led for almost 12 minutes in this game. Illinois has had a brief lead for about 20 seconds, but we're tied right now with 6:47 and counting to go in the second. Illini basketball. Dolan has it right wing. Defended by Grady. Bouncing inside. Kick ball. Resets the shot clock. Wisconsin hasn't hit a field goal in the last 3 minutes. Sanaya Copeland now enters the game for the Badgers. And Natalie Leitzinger takes a break on the bench. Bostic to McKenzie off her hands. Grabbed it again. Jumper at the Big Ten logo in the lane. No good. Ripped away by Grady, who gets it to Porter. Moves into the front court. High left side. Ronnie throws over to the right. Copeland catches. Sanaya on the right wing. Being hounded defensively by Dolan. Now Copeland in the lane, got it knocked away. Copeland gets it back. Porter has it. Step through, shot blocked by Hobby. Porter in the corner, retrieves. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Tries to throw it off the feet of Bostic. It goes to Williams, back out to Porter. 3 on the shot clock. Porter lets it fly. No good. It missed everything, picked up by the Illini. Wisconsin 1 of 11 from outside the three-point line right now. Here's Cook for the Illini. 5:56 and counting to play, second quarter. Hobby steps out to set the screen. She'll dribble away from that. She'll bounce inside. Bostic, high off the glass, missed it. Picked up by Porter. Moves into the front court with the dribble. Gives it up left side. Grady, quick three. Went halfway down and popped out. Bostic picks it up. Porter comes away with the steal. Inside of Williams. Easy lay-in. Up and in. Timeout, Illinois. 5:34 to go in the second quarter, and the Badgers take the lead. Their first field goal in over 3 minutes. And now Illinois wants to talk things over. 5:34 to play second quarter. It's Wisconsin 19, Illinois 17, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel. Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you in one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. All right, so Wisconsin Badgers have a 19-17 lead over the Illinois Fighting Illini. John Audie is with you here from State Farm Center. Badgers hit their first four field goals of the game. They led by as many as six in the first quarter. Neither team shooting the ball very well here in this second quarter, with Wisconsin 2 of 9 from the floor. That's 22%. Illinois is 2 of 7 from the field. That's 29%. All right, following the timeout, two-point Wisconsin lead as the Badgers will play defense. It's Cook, the 5'6 senior, preseason All-Big Ten selection. High left side with it, defended by Sinai Copeland. Screen set out on top. Now she'll drop it off inside. Double team on Bostic, trying to get out of there, being hounded by a couple of Badgers. Out to Cook on the right, 10 on the shot clock. Drives to the free throw line. Leitzinger swipes it away. It's loose on the floor. Cook on the floor. Natalie on the floor. Who has it? Tie up. And the possession arrow favors Illinois.
Jump ball possession to Illinois.
Wisconsin, one of its last seven from the floor, but Illinois hasn't scored in the last 2 minutes. Seconds on the shot clock for the Illini. McKenzie, left sideline inbound, gets it to Cook, out on top, inside Hobby, spinning on Williams, down to one on the shot clock, right hand hook, no good. There's Porter underneath to secure her seventh rebound of the game. Quickly, they move up ahead to Copeland, missed the driving layup. Williams with the rebound, out to Porter on the right, skips it, far side. Grady, driving, Grady gives it up, down low, Porter tied up.
Jump ball
goes to Wisconsin. How about Ronnie Porter with seven rebounds already here in this first half for the Badgers? He has 7 of the 20 rebounds for Wisconsin. And Porter inbounds underneath their own hoop for Wisconsin. Leitzinger gets shoved to the floor, and that's going to be a foul now against Illinois.
Foul the Illini number 44, Kendall Bostic, her first.
So that's the first call against Bostic. It's the third team foul against Illinois, with 4:51 to play in the second quarter. If you're wondering what Ronnie Porter's career high in rebounding is, it's 13. It came against Western Illinois earlier this season in November. So she is just over halfway to getting to that number here. We've got 4:51 to go in the second. Grady catches the inbound pass and lets the three go and connects. Grady gets it to go from the left corner for the Badgers. And Wisconsin takes a 22-17 lead. 4:40 to go. Second quarter. Cook pushes off on Copeland on a drive. No call. Bounce inside. Hobby. Double team. Dribbles out of there with it. Now on the left wing, McKenzie, defended by Sanaya. McKenzie has it at the free throw line. Leitzinger picks her up now. Bounce inside to Hobby. Double team again. Kick out to the right side. Here's a drive and a shot up over Williams. Good by Peebles, the 5'10 senior for Illinois. Grady throws to the near side corner for the Badgers. Right baseline drive. Copeland leads it off inside. There is Williams up and in, but a travel call before that move. Made it with the left hand, but she gets called for the walk. 4:09 to go, second quarter, with Wisconsin leading 22-19. In this game, Badgers shooting 32%. The Illini, 38% from the floor. Now Wisconsin will play some defense as Makaira Cook of Illinois walks into the front court. Top of the key, throws to her left. Now a drive by Dolan, right around Porter. Layup popped out, and it's into the hands of Leitzinger. Natalie Leitzinger and the Badgers left to right with the basketball. Porter left sideline. Williams steps out, trying to set the screen. Porter dribbles away from it, gives it to Sarah. Now Nat out on top. Leitzinger spins over to Porter. Feed mid-post left. This is Williams. Kicks out right side. Copeland catching the three. No good. Bangs off the rim, grabbed by McKenzie of the Illini. Right sideline with it. No one stopping her. Euro stepping right to the rim and layups in. 3:20 to go before halftime. 22-21. Badgers lead. Badgers ball. Grady pulls the trigger on a quick three. Missed it just short. Here comes Illinois. McKenzie, front court to the free throw line. Kicking, corner, Peebles, a three. That one went halfway down and came out. Porter picks it up for the Badgers. Cross court pass on the fast break to Grady. Ran out of room and missed it short. Picked up Illinois. Under 3 minutes to go before halftime. Cook outside left, angles in, bounces inside. McKenzie, easy layup over Sarah Williams. Illinois on top now, 23-22. 2:40 to go, second quarter. Timeout by the Badgers. Timeout Wisconsin. 1-point Illinois lead. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, or you can't drive high. You can run, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Illinois on top of the Badgers. John Adias with you back at State Farm Center in Champaign. Wisconsin inbounding with 2:40 to go in this second quarter. Leitzinger has it outside left for the Badgers. Throws to Copeland. Copeland, couple of dribbles. Back over to Nat. Leitzinger, again, return pass to Copeland. Spins it over to Porter on the right side. Shot clock's down to 7. Screen set out on top by Williams. Porter throws to the left corner. Here's a 3 by Leitzinger. No good. Offensive rebound. Williams up and in with the left hand. No foul call. She got bumped. A bucket stops a 7-0 Illinois run, and it gives Wisconsin a 1-point lead with 2:07 to go before halftime. Cook between the circles for the Illini. Wisconsin's Ronnie Porter will defend. Pass to the left, it's Peebles. Now on top to McKenzie. McKenzie driving on Copeland, lane line left. Tough shot, came up short. Rebounded Williams, gets it to Porter. Runs into the front court with the right-hand dribble. Ronnie has it left side. Gives it up to Copeland, extra pass to the corner, and Grady has it near side. Back over to Sinai on the right arc. Skipping over the Leitzinger in the corner. Inside, Williams had it, got it knocked away. It's on the baseline, it's out of bounds. It's last touch by the Badgers. It'll be Illinois basketball with a minute 33 to go before we reach halftime. And today's game brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Wisconsin, learn more at rail.jobs. That's R-O-E-H-L in Illinois with a pass out of bounds toward the baseline. And so the Badgers get it off the turnover. Sixth Illinois turnover of the game. Grady gives to Copeland. Here's Copeland over to Porter. Now left half of the court. It's Grady with the basketball. Shot clock is approaching 10 seconds. Dribbles to the top of the key. A screen by Williams on a drive. Lost the basketball out of bounds. That is Wisconsin's ninth turnover of this game. And here comes Illinois now. A minute to play. Second quarter. 1-point Wisconsin lead. Cook. Left side. Pull up mid-range. Left side. It rattles in. Cook Cook is a 36% shooter from the floor. She's 3 of 7 from the field today, has 6 points. 40 seconds to go before halftime. Porter bouncing to Williams, running right into her defender, and it's an offensive foul. Absorbing the contact and drawing the charge is Dolan. That is the third team foul against Wisconsin. And that is the first foul charge to Sarah Williams. 37 seconds. Williams now seated on the bench. Doesn't want to pick up a late foul here with 30 seconds to go in the half. Cook drifting to her left with the right-hand dribble. Gives it up to Peebles. Copeland right on her and a travel. And Sanaya called it before the officials did. Copeland making the traveling motion, then the whistle and the travel from the officials. And Sarah Williams will come in on this offensive possession now for the Badgers. Hey, coming up at halftime, stick around. Halftime interview with Wisconsin freshman Ana Guillen. They're freshman out of Barcelona, Spain. Here's Porter. Crossing the timeline, down to 13 seconds to go in the second. Ronnie for Wisconsin, dribbles to her right, throws to her left. Leitzinger over to the left in Copeland, down to 5 seconds. Natalie Leitzinger now has it, driving in from the left side, attacking the rim, comes up short and foul as she got shoved down to the floor with 1.9 seconds to go before halftime.
Foul the line number 44, Kendall Bostic, her second.
And that's Bostic's second and the fourth team foul.
Back in for the Badgers, number 11.
And Ana Guillen comes in for Sarah Williams. But more importantly, the Badgers will have a chance to tie or take the lead with a couple of free throws here from Leitzinger. 70% free throw shooter this season, and that first one is in. That ties the game at 25. Leitzinger has scored in double figures in 3 straight games for the Badgers coming into play today. Next one is in, and those are her first 2 points of the game. 1.9 seconds, Cook has it at half court, right-hand heave, goes up and over the backboard, and we've reached halftime here in Champaign, Illinois at State Farm Center, and the Badgers have a 1-point lead over the Fighting Illini. It's Wisconsin 26, Illinois 25. Coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at the numbers, both team and individual, and we'll also hear from Wisconsin freshman Ana Guillen. Halftime interview comes your way in 60 seconds, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
Shh. While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world. And now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court & Main. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet.
From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Very different. I mean, life here is, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. How about the state of Wisconsin and Madison? I mean, obviously, this is your first time in the United States, but Wisconsin kind of has its own unique type of culture. What are your impressions of Madison and the state of Wisconsin?
It's so much life. Like, it's so many people. Like, so many students, families. It's like town where, like, everything. It's so fun, like, yeah. Everything. Yeah.
Is there a favorite, like, Wisconsin food? Have you tried cheese curds? That's something that people talk about. Is there a certain food here in the United States that you've grown to like?
I've tried breads, and I think they're good. I like them.
You like brats?
Yeah, I like breads.
Okay, very cool. So how about the game on the court? How is what you've noticed so far from D1, Big Ten basketball, how is that the same? How is that different from maybe international play?
I think it's more physical. The game is more physical. Like, you go more to the gym and, yeah, more contact and that stuff.
Yeah. How would you describe your type of game? What type of game do you have as a player individually?
I personally don't like contact. I feel like I play without the ball, so I like that.
Yeah. In what areas of your game do you feel that, besides maybe getting a little bit more physical, do you feel that you can improve? And what areas of your game that you feel are really strong?
I think I'm strong, like, watching the game and, like, doing passes to my teammates. And I think I got to get better at, like, shooting.
Okay. A couple rapid-fire questions for you. Is there a favorite app you use on your phone, and what is that app?
I love TikTok and Instagram, both.
TikTok and Instagram? Okay. Is there a TV show that you're watching or a movie that you've watched recently?
I don't know the name in English, but La Casa de Papel is okay. In Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, as far as, you know, kind of getting to know your teammates and everything like that, what has that been like to meet a whole new group of people?
I mean, they all speak English, so that's good for me for, like, improve my English, yeah. And it's so nice. Yeah. So,
thanks for the time.
Of course.
All right, that's Anna Guillen here at The Half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Oakwood Fruit Farm has a rich history. It was started in the early 1900s by Albert Lewis. The farm sits among the ridges and coulees almost directly east of Richland Center. The soils are fertile and the topography allows cold air to drain from the ridges where trees are planted. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to serving you with the best quality apples, grapes, cranberries, jellies, jams, bakery goodies, and gifts again this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
And today's game brought to you by UW Health Sports and Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. John Oddy is with you at the half, 26-25, Wisconsin with a one-point lead over Illinois. A look at the team stats, and the Badgers are shooting 30% from the floor, 10 for 33. Illinois is at 40% from the field. The Illini have yet to record a three-point shot. Illinois ranks last in the conference in three-point percentage at 31%. And the Badgers haven't hit many three-pointers either. Wisconsin is just 2 of 16. That's 12.5%. So combine these two teams struggling from the outside, a combined 2 of 21 if you look at it from that perspective. But the Badgers have made 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Illinois has gotten there twice and made one. Rebounding edge to Wisconsin at 24 to 15. Team assists, the Badgers have 6. Illinois has 4. 10 first-half turnovers for the Badgers, 7 for the Illini. Points off those turnovers are even at 6 apiece. Back to rebounding for a second. Offensive rebounding is one area Wisconsin has excelled at. Let me make a note here for offensive rebounding, as the Badgers have 11 at the half, while Illinois has 4 offensive rebounds at halftime. And second chance points goes to Wisconsin, 7-2. Points in the paint, plus 4 for the Illini. They've scored 18, Wisconsin 14. On the fast break, plus 4 for the Badgers. 8-4 the lead there. Each team has a block. Wisconsin has 3 steals. The Illini have 1. And the Badgers have led by as many as 6. That was early first quarter at 8-2. Illinois is had its largest lead at 1. It's just a few moments ago at 25-24. But overall, the Badgers have led for the most part of this game. 16 minutes Wisconsin has led in that first half. And at the half, it is a 26-25 Badgers lead. We'll take a break and come back and look at the individual stats for each team next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. This from Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins, providing painting and decorating expertise since 1999. Call 920-772-4500.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we
never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Six on 3 of 7 shooting, a couple of rebounds and an assist. Genesis Bryant has 4 points on 2 of 2 shooting in 11 minutes. 4 points from Kendall Bostic and 4 rebounds from Bostic as well. Peebles has 2. For Wisconsin, Sarah Williams has reached double figures again for the Badgers. That's number 10 this season, and it's her 7th straight game scoring 10 or more points. She's got 10 at the half with 6 rebounds and also a block. 6 points from Tessa Grady on 2 of 6 shooting, 2 3-pointers made by Grady in 10 minutes. Ronnie Porter, overall, great stat line. 6 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. For Wisconsin. Plus, Porter has 3 steals. She already leads the conference, 2.5 steals per game. Natalie Leitzinger has 2 points coming at the free throw line. Hallie Douglas, 2 points on 1 of 2 shooting. Copeland has not scored. Anna Guillen has played and not scored. Remember, the Badgers are without 2 starters today. Brooke Schrammick not making the trip. Deanna Jimenez also not playing today. She did make the trip. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the third quarter next. It's Wisconsin 26, Illinois 25. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world. And now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full-time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Are you considering a new residential or agricultural building? You'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber has used only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom design building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham Lumber offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all of your building needs and be sure to ask about the building material packages from Burnham Lumber of Rui.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you. Third quarter ready to get underway between the Badgers and the Illini. Both these teams looking for their first Big Ten conference win of the season. Badgers 0-3 in the Big Ten. Illinois 0-2 in conference play. Third quarter underway with the Badgers holding possession. Leitzinger, let's go with 3. Missed it on the left wing. Ball tipped loose and picked up by Douglas. Far side corner. Tries to bounce for Williams. Kicked by Illinois' McKenzie. And it will stay with the Badgers. Wisconsin with Big Ten losses to Iowa, Purdue, and Nebraska. And right off the inbounds, caught by Douglas, and a quick whistle and a foul and a hold against the Atlanta. That's the team's first foul. Wisconsin trying to pick up win number 1 in the conference. Holding on to a 1-point lead. Porter throws it over the top of the defense, picked up by Copeland between the circles. That's your sophomore, Sanaya Copeland. Screen by Williams, hands off to Douglas, spins over to the right half of the court. Here's Porter slashing in, shot rejected. grabbed by Peebles. Here comes Illinois with the push to Cook. Cook angles in from the right wing. Puts up a tough shot over Leitzinger. No good. Leitzinger grabs the miss. Outlet, right half the court to Porter. Skips a near side. Ball fake. Here's Copeland driving. Bounce inside. Williams open. Layup in. Sarah Williams with an easy layup down low. 12 points now for the Badgers sophomore. And Wisconsin takes a 28-25 lead. Cook in the Illini with the rock. Bryant. Touch pass back over to Cook out on top to the left side. Peebles has it inside. This is McKenzie on Williams. Step through. Comes up short. Bounces into the hands of Sarah Williams, who finds Porter. Here's Ronnie running into the front court for the UW. Gives it over to Leitzinger. Leitzinger just left the center. Dribbles away from a screen by Williams. Now slices through the defense down the middle of the lane. Missed it with the right hand. Rebounded by the Illini. Cook. To the free throw line. Stops her dribble. Copeland stops her. Bouncing for Peebles, and I think it was off of Peebles. No, last touch to Wisconsin.